They made me feel like I was a gang member, pretty much. And they wanted to document every single one of my tattoos.
Armed officers poised for action. What kind of hardened thugs could they be after?
I didn't know whether it was a bank robbery or there was a serial killer loose the way that they had come in like that.
Turns out the officers were targeting not robbers or killers, but strippers. 10 officers raided a Cheetah's Gentleman's Club in Kearny Mesa, California to bust any unlicensed dancers.
Where are my bad girls at?
So committed they were that they devoted more than 2 hours to meticulously documenting the ladies and their paperwork.
They asked us for our licenses and then had us all line up in the back of the dressing room and take pictures.
Conducting random inspections of strip clubs is one responsibility of the San Diego Police Department's Vice Unit, says a department spokesman. Photographs of the entertainer's permit and the person in possession of it are taken for investigative purposes. But come on, don't cops have better things to do? San Diego's police chief recently stepped down amid a variety of sex crime scandals involving his officers, including Christopher Hayes, who was arrested for groping and illegally detaining women, and Anthony Aravelos, who is now serving time for his habit of demanding sexual favors from women he pulled over for drunk driving. Seems like there are bigger threats within San Diego PD than inside any strip joint.
On the clock!
So maybe the Vice Squad cops could forget about strip clubs and spend more time patrolling the halls of their own department.
Next stop, Spearmint Rhino.
Follow the show on Twitter, submit your nominees for next month, and check out Chris Nordby, this month's featured follower.
This is a big shot with Twitter in me. Are you Twittering me?